Come, Holy Ghost, our souls inspire. Ignite them with celestial fire. Spirit of God, you have the heart. Your gifts the sevenfold to impart. Your blessed outpouring from above is comfort, life, and fire of love. Illumine with perpetual light the dullness of our blinded sight. Anoint and cheer our much-soiled face with the abundance of your grace. Keep far our foes, give peace at home. Where you guide us, no ill can come. Teach us to know the Father, Son, and you of both to be but one. That as the ceaseless ages throng, your praise may be our endless song. The introit is in your bulletin, and we'll start with the invocation on page 136. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Amen. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of our sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. He would have fed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock I would have satisfied you. Sing aloud to God our strength, make a joyful shout to the God of Jacob. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish you. O Israel, if you will listen to me, there shall no foreign god among you, nor shall you worship any foreign god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Open your mouth wide, and I will fill it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. would have fed them also with the finest of wheat, and with honey from the rock, I would have satisfied you. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise you, we bless you, we worship you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy. Who takes away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Who sits at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy. For you only are holy, you only are the Lord. You only, O Christ, with the Holy Spirit, are most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, who did send the Holy Spirit to thine apostles, grant to thy people the fruit of their loving prayers, that thou mayest bestow peace upon those to whom thou hast given faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the same Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for Pentecost Monday is from the 57th chapter of Isaiah. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. For I will not contend forever, nor will I always be angry, for the spirit would fail before me and the souls which I have made. For the iniquity of his covetousness I was angry and struck him. I hid and was angry, and he went on backsliding in the way of his heart. I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comforts to him and to his mourners. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace, to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord, but I will heal him. But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast up mire and dust. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the 10th chapter of Acts. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets witness, that through his name whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. This is the word of the Lord. We stand. Alleluia, alleluia. The apostles spoke with other tongues the wonderful works of God. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful and kindle them in the fire of your love. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. The hymn is hymn number 352. God loved the world so that he gave his only Son, the lost to save, that all who would in him believe should everlasting life receive. Christ Jesus is the ground of faith, who was made flesh and suffered death. All who confide in Christ alone are built on this chief cornerstone. If you are sick, if death is near, this truth your troubled heart can cheer. Christ Jesus saves your soul from death. That is the firmest ground of faith. Be of good cheer, for God's own Son forgives all sins which you have done. You're justified by Jesus' blood. Baptized you have the highest good. Glory to God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one. To you, O blessed Trinity, be praise now and eternally. You may be seated. The sermon text, Isaiah 57. I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him who is far off and to him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him, says God's word. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we're going to take a look at the collect. You might want to get it out. The collect for Pentecost Monday. Make special note, there is a granting to the people asking the Lord that he would give us peace. It includes, and it should rightly be, with the Pentecost prayer, something about the Holy Spirit who's been sent upon, and it refers to thine apostles. But I want you to note, not only are we to be granted fruit, but note the words, the fruit of their loving prayers. Of their, the there must go back to the apostles. So we're praying that God might give us what the apostles were praying for. A little unusual. Here's what it says. O God, who did send the Holy Spirit to thine apostles, grant to thy people the fruit of their loving prayers, that thou mayest bestow peace upon those to whom thou hast given faith. So we're asking God to give us peace. That would be the fruit of their prayers. The apostles prayed. So the petitions of them, the apostles, I thought I'd look this up. I expected to go to the scriptures. I expected to find a prayer by Peter or one of the apostles. None of them are recorded on the day of Pentecost. I assume they prayed after Peter's sermon, but they're not there. There's a sermon by him, but no prayers. I looked at the prayers of Jesus, in the Gospels, you know, before, but I'd never thought to look at the prayers of the apostles. I did find some. I found St. Stephen's prayer, where he asked that his murderers might be forgiven. I found Peter's prayer to preach boldly after his release from prison in Acts 4. I found another prayer where they said, "Thy will be done," Acts 21. I didn't find any prayers for peace. That being said, I guess we could go on to the many letters which are included of the apostles in the scriptures, because they do begin with something, almost the same. Grace, mercy, and peace be with you. That's a prayer of sorts. But maybe the most explicit prayer that we could find, if we don't have the apostles actually saying it in the book of Acts, well, then what about their epistles? Well, St. Paul in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace, always in every way. The Lord be with you all." And so there are many references to Jesus giving peace to the apostles, and we can rightly assume that this peace is for them to give to us, just as Paul speaks of it. When Jesus says, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." So the apostles, of course, are to preach peace, and that includes the resurrection and forgiving sins. However, most likely, in this peace that's included in today's collect, it may be a reference to John 14, which is connected with Pentecost. Today's communion psalms includes a reference to Jesus' words in John 14. These words are also in the Holy Gospel reading from yesterday. We heard about the one who loves Jesus, that he will keep these words and the Holy Trinity will make their home with them. And then it says in verse 26 and 27, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, bring to your remembrance all the things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So the Holy Spirit is going to teach us. He's going to give us peace, the peace that Jesus gave. And the peace that Jesus gave is the peace of forgiveness. It's the peace of knowing that Jesus has risen from the dead and we will rise too. It's the peace of knowing that before God all our sins are taken away and that we've got eternal life to come. And when we've got that gift through faith in Jesus Christ, the fruit of that gift, like a tree that bears fruit, the fruit of forgiveness and knowing Jesus, is that we have peace. Peace with God. Peace in our hearts. We are Easter Christians. We've received the gift of faith in Jesus Christ. And with that gift of faith comes the fruits of faith. With forgiveness comes the peace. Not outward peace. We're always going to be fighting against our sin, fighting against the world. But a peace that we know that the Lord has everything in control. That he's working out all things for the good. That we know that everything has worked out between us and the Heavenly Father. In the Old Testament reading, the Lord provided for his wilderness wandering people. He took care of them. He satisfied them with the finest of wheat, with honey from the rock. He took care of them. You might remember what they did, though. They grumbled. They complained against God. The Venite, which we use in the order of Matins, if they hadn't cut off the ending, it would have reminded us every Matins how Psalm 95, "Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, as in the day of trial in the wilderness, when your fathers tested me. They tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was grieved with that generation. I said, it is a people who go astray in their hearts, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." We who have received faith in Jesus Christ are not to have troubled hearts. We're not to grumble and complain as if what we have is not enough. Neither are we to harden our hearts and rebel against our Lord. But we are to receive. We are to come and to hear His word, because it says that those who love Jesus are going to cling to His word. They're going to hear it. We want to receive that word that we might receive the Holy Spirit's fruits. And that includes peace as well as joy and kindness and all of the other things. You see, we do have a peace. We have a peace with God. It was accomplished by our Savior through the forgiveness of sins, and we received it through peace. And we know that the apostles were sent out preaching that message. And through their prayers, asking that we would come to faith and receive peace, we get those gifts. Their prayers were effective. The Heavenly Father said yes to them. So we now ask that the God of peace, would, well, give us peace. And as far as it depends upon us, that we would live in peace with our neighbor. And finally, we ask that the Lord would give us peace within ourselves. So the church prays. The church prays. Pentecost is all about the fruits of the faith, fruits of the resurrection given in, earned at the cross, and Easter now being given out with the harvest. So the church prays, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, kindle in them the fire of your love, give us peace. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. The general prayer of the church is included in the bulletin. We stand. Almighty God, on the day of Pentecost, did miraculously pour out thy Spirit upon the sons of men. We praise thee for the gracious assurance that he shall remain with thy people always, even unto the end of days. Without his mighty working, we can do nothing that is pleasing unto thee. We know not what to pray for as we ought, unless he help our infirmities and make intercession for us. No man can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. We need his inspiration to think those things that are good and require his guidance to perform the same. Let not our past abuse of thy mercies provoke thee to cast us away from thy presence and to take thy Holy Spirit from us. But rather, do thou give us true repentance and quicken us to greater diligence in the use of the means of grace and salvation. Pour out thy Spirit upon all flesh. Arise in the greatness of thy strength and awaken to a life of righteousness those who are dead in trespasses and sins. Send out thy light and thy truth to the nations that know not thy name. Shed abroad all spiritual blessings on the churches of the saints. May they be edified by the truth as it is in Christ Jesus, and, walking in the fear and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost, may they be multiplied exceedingly. Bless all ministers of thy word, endue them with thy Holy Spirit, enrich them with thy heavenly grace, and let the words which they speak in thy name be applied to the hearts of men, in demonstration of the same Spirit and of power. Remember the righteous in their afflictions. Help us in every time of need. And at the last, grant us thine everlasting peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Offertory, page 143.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit.
from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is good and right so to do. It is truly good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at your right hand, poured out on us this day, as he has promised, the Holy Spirit on the chosen disciples. At this the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, grant us your peace. Amen. We beseech thee, O Lord, mercifully sanctify us by these your gifts, so that having received the oblation of this spiritual victim, may we become an eternal gift worthy of thee. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto everlasting life. Amen. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, into life everlasting. Depart in peace. What has passed our lips as food, O Lord, may we possess in purity of heart. What is given us in time be our healing for eternity. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you.
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world is, do I give to you.
Let not your heart be troubled, let it be afraid. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Let us pray. Be present and help thy people, we beseech thee, O Lord, and having nourished them with heavenly mysteries, defend them from the fury of their enemies, through our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Bless we the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.